And we're pleased to be joined by longtime Twins voice, John Gordon. John, good to visit with you tonight.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be with you and the many listeners in CCO land. Certainly, a very interesting time. I know so many people were, you know, well knowing that he wasn't going to live forever, although many people thought that he might,
right,
you know, live forever. And, you know, the time has come, and many people are certainly paying, you know, tributes to Sid Hartman.
Yeah, and John, the longevity is extraordinary, and that's been a reoccurring theme. And the work ethic along the way, 75 years at the newspaper, 65 years at WCCO Radio. And John, you had a long broadcasting career, and you think about not only sticking around, but putting in the work that he did for all those years. His last column appearing in the paper on Sunday, the day he passed away. That is really something to behold.
Incredible. And you know, Steve, I've always said, being in the business, that many people, you know, would talk about the talents of a broadcaster, whatever. And for me, the key word in broadcasting is always longevity. I don't care what anybody says.
Right.
If you can, you know, stay at a radio station or stay, you know, in TV work or in broadcast journalism and say that you were there, you know, for 25 years, you were there for 35 or 45, and here is 65 years, you know, doing broadcast on WCCO and 75 years writing for the Star Tribune. Just a remarkable, you know, tribute to Sid Hartman, because there are very, very few people that have had as much longevity in the business as Sid Hartman has had.
Yeah, and to love the work the way he did. I'm sure you remember when you came to town, you were doing work for the Yankees, and you got the Twins job and came to town and went to work with Herb Carneal. And I'm sure you remember working with Sid and getting to know Sid in those early years.
Yeah, you know, at the time, Sid was doing the Tom Kelly Show.
Right.
When we first started. And in my broadcast career earlier with the Yankees and a little bit with Baltimore, I knew a little bit about Sid Hartman, much like I would know a little bit about maybe a broadcaster or a journalist in another market, but never really knew the impact that he had until I started working at CCO. And I had an opportunity to work not a whole lot with Sid, but there were times when we would be together and would do some things. And I can't really recall. I did at the first, did Sports Night, for I guess maybe 4 or 5 years. And, you know, Sid was always at times a part of Sports Night, but would call, or we would have him on to talk about, you know, big stories and what have you. So, and then I really had a very, very close relationship with Chad. Chad worked as the intern for the radio broadcast right from the get-go, starting in 87, was with us for a couple of years, and that gave me an opportunity to, you know, to have many opportunities to be with Sid. I can remember in the first couple of years when we went to Orlando for spring training at Tinker Field, you know, Sid would be there, and there was this restaurant that was very, very close to the hotel, and Nancy, my wife, was not with me at the first, and there were many nights where Dr. McKenzie, one of the team doctors, and Sid and anyone else that would join us, we would, you know, get together for dinner at this restaurant. And that's probably where I really, you know, got most of my opportunity to, you know, to know Sid, you know, on a better basis.
Yeah, an extraordinary career and really a legend. And another thing we talked about is when you run into people and they're from Minnesota or know you're from Minnesota or worked at WCCO Radio, they inevitably ask about Sid. I was telling a story earlier when my daughter was going to school in Arizona, you would, you know, just run into, you know, bump into people, maybe an Uber driver or someone who was from Minnesota, and then you'd start to chat, and they would inevitably ask about Sid. It was really interesting.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I thought about earlier, Steve, when you called and asked if I would come on for just a bit, we always used to make so much fun about close personal friend. You know, I mean, we always would say, hey, that's my close personal friend. You know, I mean, just because we would, you know, tease, you know, Sid about it. And I think many, many people felt that he's not really a close personal friend of George Steinbrenner. Or he's not really a close personal friend of, you know, Bobby Knight or
Bud Selig or
Bud Selig or what have you, simply because, you know, Sid say, well, this is my close personal friend, and, you know, we talk about him. But I have a very good friend in Bloomington, Indiana, who happens to know Bobby Knight through an acquaintance. I called the friend tonight to wonder. Bobby Knight has quite a serious dementia problem right now and is not doing all that well. And I just wonder if Bob knows that Sid passed away. I called this friend and I said, would you call your acquaintance who knows Bobby very well and see if he would tell Bobby that Sid Hartman passed away? And if Bobby would know about it, because I just will never forget doing a game one night at the Metrodome. And I looked over to my left. Carl Polad's booth was always right to us. And he wasn't using his booth that night. And I looked over and there was Bobby Knight. I said, well, what's Bobby Knight doing here? You know, he's a great baseball fan. I knew that. And the next thing I knew, there was Sid, you know, sitting there talking with him and chatting with him. And then, you know, Sid took a couple innings break from his work downstairs, and then he went back down to press row. And that was just an indication. He is a close personal friend of, you know, of Bobby Knight. And it just, I wanted, if this friend in Bloomington could tell Bobby that, you know, Sid had passed away. Now, whether or not Bobby is able to comprehend that or understand that,
right,
I don't know, but it would be nice for that friend to give him a call.
Yeah, and it is so interesting. You think about Sid and his close personal friends. One night years ago, I was sitting in for Dark Star, and I got into a conversation and started commenting about Bob Knight and some sort of incident. And I can't remember if this happened to be during the Texas Tech era or if he was still at Indiana, but it years ago. And all of a sudden, the studio line rang. It was one of the private lines into the studio, and the studio coordinator handed me the phone during the break, and it was Sid chewing me out for saying something negative about Bob Knight. I go, oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
So I knew at that point in time, if I say anything about George Steinbrenner or Bob Knight, yeah, I could expect a call from Sid telling me that in no uncertain terms, I was 100% wrong.
Oh, that's for sure. You know, I apologize not only to you, but also to the, you know, folks that are listening tonight. Sid did the radio show. What was the name of the show he used to do where he would call, you know, I mean, just pick up the, he'd come into into CCO at like.
Well, today is Sports Hero. Was a Sports Hero show?
Yeah, Sports Hero. That was right.
Yep.
He would come in like at 4 o'clock, you know, and just, I got to use a phone. I got to use a studio. I have to do this. Move away, everybody. I've got to do this. I got to do that. And then he would pick up the phone and he would call Bud Selig, you know, or he would call, you know, whomever, George Steinbrenner.
Right.
And he would do a Sports Hero. And that would be maybe what, 5 or 6 minutes, I think.
Tops.
And then they would put the, you know, Sid Hartman Sports Hero. And then they would put the show, you know, on the air. But there was a lot of legitimacy to his you know, his friendship that extended more than just a radio interview with many, many top sports figures, and not only in the United States, but, you know, in the world. He knew a lot of people, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's for sure. A legend in these parts. Well, John, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time tonight. I hope you and family are doing well.
We are. Thank you very much. Stay safe, Steve, and thank you for calling. I really appreciate the opportunity to, you know, to talk about Sid, and I extend certainly sympathies to the Hartman family at this time. And I wish I knew Chad, as I mentioned earlier, quite well, and I'm certainly thinking about Chad, and hopefully he's doing okay.
Yeah, well, take care.
All right, will do, Steve. Thanks very much.
There he is, John Gordon, longtime Twins voice, and of course was at the mic for the 87 and 91 World Championships, and sharing some memories about Sid Hartman. And we are remembering Sid Hartman, and all our guests are joining us tonight on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline.